WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The name Khrushchev once signified American fears about the Soviet Union. After all, it was Nikita Khrushchev who was the Soviet premier during the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was Khrushchev who vowed to bury us. But his son, Sergei Khrushchev, became a U.S. citizen in 1999. That year, I spoke with Sergei Khrushchev about growing up in the Soviet Union during the nuclear scare.
Do you think your father believed there would ever be a nuclear war? Even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, did he think that it might come to war?
Each politician have calculated all possibilities, including a nuclear war. But he did everything to prevent this war, and think it is one of his biggest achievements, that during his reign, these 10 years from 53 to 64, he, working together with President Eisenhower and President Kennedy, turned the world from war to peace. Because in 53 we were very close to the war, and then even through all these crises we just went not to the war but from the war toward the peace. Or, as he called, peace coexistence.
What was it like when you were the son of the premier of the Soviet Union? How did that change your life? Were there any privileges that came along with that status or responsibilities?
It's very similar in every way. It's no difference if you're living in Kremlin. Of course, we never lived physically in Kremlin, but to use this word, so you're living in White House or in the Windsor Palace in England, because you have privileges, of course, more than others, but we had not so many. We have no bodyguards, no limousines. We used subway when we went to the university, and the tram cars. But from other side, of course, you have to calculate everything, because you are under the such, how to say, surveillance of the people. It was no freedom of media. It was no paparazzi in our country. They will not make, I don't know, your topless photographs and publish anywhere. But it will be rumors, everything is the same, as my parents told. All the time you have to remember that you are Khrushchev, have the name Khrushchev, and what you're doing, it will just be transformed in the rumors about your father and your family.
You know, in the United States, the image of your father, Nikita Khrushchev, was as someone who was very loud, very unpredictable, something of a peasant. And I'm wondering if that angered you, if you knew what the American image of him was and how you felt about it.
Really, I think what I'm working on, trying to present the real image, because if you are on the opposite side and you are feeling that people are your enemies, you are trying to make this image useful for you as bad as possible. And sometimes it's misunderstanding between the different cultures. And sometimes my father exploited this image, threatening the opposite side. You know, he used them, we think he is unpredictable, he can do everything, and he many times used it in his speeches and his sometimes negotiation, even in his interview. Because I remember when he gave the first TV interview, he was very nervous, because before it was on the paper, so you present him questions and then he give you answers. And he can change everything what he wants. And with you on the screen, you cannot change. And when they prepared the next room to his office in Kremlin, and he just walked in his office, his assistant told me who was there. And then he made his decision. He opened door to this room where was the American crew, and he began to shout, you know, you're Americans all the time, you're trying to find the worst things, you're asking such bad questions, and all others. And they were so surprised, sit looking at him, and then he did this performance about 5 minutes. Then he stopped and turned back went to the door and closed the door. And then they were so scared that they didn't ask any question that he didn't like. So he knew his about this image, and he tried to use it for his favor.
In the United States, people who grew up in the 1950s and 1960s had these nuclear bomb drills where in school we were taught to hide under our desk in case of a nuclear bomb. There were fallout shelters all over. Was there an equivalent in the Soviet Union? Were children being trained in what to do if there was a nuclear attack?
Yes, it was very similar. We were trained in school, also in each governmental office. You must have the shelters. It may be half of money spent on these shelters than the buildings. But you know, the nature of the people are different, as I told all the time. You lived protected by the two oceans. You have never enemies. And our people, through the different wars in this century, two world wars and the civil war and several small wars, so it was not so much serious of all these drills. But I remember after all these drills at school when they told us about the nuclear explosion, as you have to cover something with the white, and it was just the joke that you have to cover yourself by the white blanket and then slowly move in the direction to the cemetery. And they ask, why slowly? Because you mustn't create panic.
Oh. Sergei Khrushchev, son of former Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev, recorded in 1999. This is Fresh Air.